The United States recognizes powers exercised at the federal, state, and local levels. Some processes are controlled in Washington, D.C., some in state capitals, and others in towns and cities. Religious authority is separate from civil power and is set by church leaders without the interference of government. The Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights seek to balance the power exercised by the federal government with powers exercised by the states and the rights of individuals. In a system of checks and balances, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government each use their power to check and balance the actions of the others. The system is designed so that the wishes of the people, the voters, direct the actions of the government. So, the president can veto a bill that is passed by the House and the Senate. The Senate can reject a president's nominees for cabinet-level positions. The Supreme Court and other federal judgeships. The Supreme Court can overturn laws passed by Congress or the states if it determines that these laws contradict the intent of the Constitution. The Constitution establishes that the federal government declares war, regulates trade both among the states and with foreign countries, prints and controls the distribution of money, maintains and funds the military, establishes postal rates, and determines who can become a citizen. The Constitution also states that Congress can make the laws necessary to carry out these broad powers, thus allowing the federal government to regulate such specific things as the internet and immigration. State governments, composed of the same three branches, establish and regulate schools, issue licenses for driving, marriage, fishing, and hunting, regulate trade within state borders, conduct elections, punish crimes, and provide for the public health and safety. Both the state and federal governments collect taxes, build roads, establish court systems, and charter banks. County, city, or town governments also collect taxes to maintain police and fire departments, public transportation, parks, and public works such as road upkeep, snow removal, waste collections, and signs. All in all, the key purpose of the Constitution and Bill of Rights is to ensure that the voice of the individual citizen is both heard and counted through the election process and tripartite system of checks and balances. It is up to each of us to decide whether the people who have been elected are hearing our voice. We must insist on transparency in government by holding each and every elected official accountable. When we are disappointed by how they represent us, we must work to replace them.